Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex topics, make them understandable.
Yeah, give you the insights you need.
Exactly. And today, we're tackling something pretty important for transparency, for accountability, whistleblowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about understanding how crucial information gets out there and what tools help make that happen safely.
Right. And specifically, we're going to look closely at GlobalLeaks today.
GlobalLeaks. Okay.
Yeah, it's a particular piece of software. It's free. It's open source. And it's designed exactly for this, for whistleblowing.
So the goal here is to make this clear, right? Yeah. Especially if you're maybe new to this whole area.
Precisely. What is it? How does it work? Why should you care? We want to make it accessible.
Good.
And we should mention, this deep dive is brought to you in part by SafeServer.
Ah, yes.
SafeServer provides hosting, you know, for this kind of software, and they support digital transformation efforts. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, great. www.safeserver.de. So let's get right into it then. What is GlobalLeaks? Put it simply for us.
Okay, so think of GlobalLeaks like a, it is software, an application maybe, but it's very specialized.
Specialized how?
Its whole purpose is to let basically anyone, an organization, even an individual, maybe set up their own secure system for people to share sensitive information anonymously.
Okay, so like a secure digital mailbox.
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Right.
A protected digital postbox where someone can drop off important tips or documents without, you know, revealing who they are.
And you said free and open source. Let's break that down. What does that mean practically?
Well, free is just what it sounds like. Costs nothing to download and use the software itself.
Right.
Open source. That's maybe a bit more technical. But the core idea is transparency. The actual code, the instructions that make the software work, it's all public.
Public. So anyone can look at it.
Anyone can look at it, yeah. See how it's built. And importantly, security experts can examine it, check for weaknesses, suggest improvements. It's like having many eyes checking the recipe, like you suggested earlier.
Oh, okay. So that openness actually helps make it more trustworthy, potentially safer.
That's the idea, yes. More scrutiny often leads to stronger security. And the big picture here is making it easy. The aim is for people without deep technical skills to still be able to set up one of these secure whistleblowing platforms.
So it lowers the barrier to entry for creating these safe reporting channels.
Exactly. If you want to provide a safe way for people in your community or company or whatever group to report concerns, GlobalLeaks gives you the tools to build that channel.
Okay, I think I've got the what, but let's talk about the why. Why is this important? Why should someone listening pay attention?
Well, whistleblowing itself, it can be a critical way to uncover problems, right? Things that are illegal or unethical, maybe just harmful practices happening behind closed doors.
Uh-huh. Things we wouldn't otherwise know about.
Exactly. So software like GlobalLeaks, by providing a secure and anonymous way to report this stuff, helps bring that important information to light. It contributes directly to, well, transparency and accountability.
So it empowers people who see wrongdoing to speak up safely, which helps all of us be better informed.
Precisely. And look, it's not just our opinion. GlobalLeaks has been recognized by the Digital Public Good Alliance.
Okay, what does that mean?
They basically identify and promote open source software that helps address major global challenges. Being recognized as a digital public good is, well, it's a significant endorsement. It highlights that this tool has real potential for positive impact.
That definitely adds weight. So who's actually using it? Can you give us a sense of the adopters?
Well, it's a really wide range. You've got independent media outlets using it for secure tips from sources.
Okay, that makes sense.
Activist groups use it to, you know, safely gather evidence or testimonies. But also, increasingly, public agencies, corporations, they're using it too.
Really? For internal reporting?
As for internal compliance programs, ethics hotlines, that kind of thing. Yeah. Trying to improve accountability within their own structures. The range is quite broad.
And you mentioned the stat earlier, something like 10,000 projects worldwide.
Yeah, the website mentions adoption across over 10,000 projects. It shows just how widespread the need for this kind of tool is.
That's quite a lot. It speaks to the versatility, I guess.
It really does. It shows that secure communication channels are valued across many different sectors and for many different reasons.
So let's talk features. What makes GlobalLeaks effective? What are its sort of key principles or strengths?
Okay, well, one major design goal was user-friendliness.
Right, you mentioned making it easy.
Yeah, they really aimed for that. Setting it up, managing the submissions, it's meant to be relatively straightforward, even if you're not, you know, a coding genius.
That's crucial.
Absolutely. But maybe even more fundamental is the focus on security and privacy. protecting the whistleblower's identity, securing the data they submit. These aren't add-ons. They're baked into the core design. Default settings are geared towards maximum protection.
That has to be priority number one for something like this, surely.
Without a doubt. If people don't trust it safe, they won't use it.
Makes sense. What else? Is it adaptable?
Highly adaptable, yes. Organizations can customize the platform, the questions they ask, the workflow for handling submissions, tailor it to their specific context.
Okay.
And another really impressive aspect is its global reach. It's been fully translated into, get this, over 70 languages.
70? Wow.
Yeah, including major world languages like Chinese, Spanish, Arabic, French, German. It's quite incredible. And that's largely thanks to a volunteer community, the Localization Lab.
That's amazing. It really opens it up internationally.
It really does.
You also mentioned something about compliance standards.
Right. It's designed to help organizations align with certain best practices and regulations. Things like ISO 37002.
Okay, what's that?
That's an international standard specifically for managing whistleblowing systems. And also things like GDPR, the EU's data protection regulation.
GDPR, okay.
Yeah. So features like strong encryption, anonymity by design, they help organizations meet those kinds of requirements for handling sensitive data properly and setting up effective reporting systems.
So it's built with those kinds of legal and ethical frameworks in mind.
That's the idea.
Okay, so if someone listening is intrigued, maybe wants to learn more or even try it out, where should they go?
Good question. Probably the best starting point is their official website, which is www.globalleaks.org.
Globalleaks.org, got it.
Yeah, they have an online demo there you can play with, which gives you a feel for the interface.
Oh, cool. A demo is helpful.
Definitely. And for more detailed info, there's the documentation site, docs.globalleaks.org.
Okay.
That has guides, technical specs, all that stuff.
Docs.globalleaks.org.
Okay. And if you want to connect with the community, ask questions, get support. They have forums and chat channels listed on their site, too. Channels like hashtag development or hashtag community support.
So there's a community around it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very community-driven. Which also means, for those interested, there are ways to contribute.
Like how?
Well, if you have technical skills, you can check out their contributors guidelines, usually found on their GitHub page. They outline how people can help improve the code or documentation.
Right, because it's open source.
Exactly. And like many open source projects, they also accept donations to help sustain the development and support the community effort.
Okay, good to know. So let's try to wrap this up. If we had to distill this deep dive on GlobalEats down to the core takeaway, what would it be?
I'd say the main point is this. GlobalEats is a powerful tool. It's free. It's open source, and it significantly lowers the barrier for organizations, all sorts of organizations, to set up secure, anonymous whistleblowing platforms.
Making it easier and safer to bring important information forward.
Exactly. And ultimately, that supports transparency, it supports accountability, and it's designed to be usable, even if you're just starting to learn about this tech.
Yeah, it's really interesting how these open source tools are creating new possibilities for transparency in so many different areas.
It really is.
It kind of leaves you thinking, doesn't it, about the real impact of having these secure channels, how they can fundamentally shape, you know, how information flows and how institutions are held accountable.
It's a powerful thought. How technology can enable that flow of information and what that means for, well, for everyone.
Absolutely. A lot to consider there. Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive.
Thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Remember, you can visit www.safeserver.de to learn more about their hosting solutions and digital transformation support.
That's www.safeserver.de. And thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time for another exploration.